Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks for taking the time with us, for tuning in, for being with. I think the left-leaning news gods were working against us last night, although I believe my god's a stronger one. And because we were going to do some of these stories last night, but I didn't get to them because why? Because the Soviet Socialist Republic of California, right? Well, actually, yeah, pretty darn close, right? Had decided to allow the electric companies to shut the electric off in our area, which is really interesting because they're shutting these things off, you ready for this? To prevent wildfires. To help prevent, because of the high winds, we have to find a way to prevent the fires that are going on. So the way you do that is you shut off the electricity. And yet, even when they shut off the electricity, somehow these electrical lines seem to spark fires. Now, I have no proof, but a couple of weeks ago, or 10 days ago, there was a fire started, and there was a homeless encampment around the, and again, not blaming it like the homeless did it on purpose, but there was a homeless encampment around one of the stanchions to hold up the high pressure lines, the high tension lines, and they ended up blaming it on a down power line. Even though they didn't show one, they didn't picture one, they didn't kind of give you proof that it happened, but hey, whatever works, whatever makes them sleep better at night. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Lots happening. And you know what? Give me your email address. I only send out an email once a week. It's not like it's the end of the world. If you don't like the email thing and you want to be texted, that's real simple, too. Just text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. That's really the best way to do it. Anyway, as I was saying before, hey, I love it when you guys send me stuff from the chat room or you make comments in the chat room. One of these from Ron says, it's very disturbing what the left is doing. Schiff is now the overlord of meetings. We're going to talk more about that in the third hour. Questioning and witnesses. Pelosi is the overlord of impeachment. AOC is the overlord of greener than green planet. And Bernie and Pope DeHontis are the overlords of redistribution. And we the people, you know what, people? You got to get off your butt. Okay? You got to do body slams with these things. We get to the point where you really, I'm not saying you have to get violent, but you have to get active. I mean, seriously, if you listen to Warren speak, she's the funniest of all. She has, I was talking about this the other night, she wants reparations for everybody but Italians and Irish at this point. Anything where she thinks she might get the vote. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, I don't know how to do this, because I really want to beat this up. I'll beat up more of it the third hour, but a couple of weeks ago, we reported, you can't figure out how fast it happened. So we reported on, and I've been going through this stuff for months. You guys know it. We've talked about it on the show from time to time. You have people that in Congress, and there's a lot of hypocrites in Congress. We already know this. So, you know, they talk about what each other is doing, you know, the Me Too movement and what have you. I don't buy the Me Too movement at all in Congress. I'm sorry. Look, I buy the Me Too movement. I think we should stick up for women for real, not for phony. I mean, it's easy to wear a badge, a button. You know, it's the same thing I tell my friends on the right. Stop pounding on the Facebook keyboard for Facebook and head out and actually do something. Actually get involved in something. It's a whole different animal. So, you know, as you go down this road, as we watch what happens, now I'm getting information on this. This is okay. This is not okay. Somebody sent me her divorce papers. They're like, you know what? I'm not interested in their divorce. But then you start hearing here, and as I wrote in my story, if you head over to my website, there's two Katie Hill stories on it. It's the first one. When you read the story, I'm very clear to what I'm trying to pull together here. The hypocrisy is making me crazy. And then that bleeds into national security. But the hypocrisy for me, I joke about this. He's long gone, and my mother laughs about it. I had a stepdad that caught me smoking cigarettes. Okay? If he caught me smoking a joint, he would have shared it with me. But caught me smoking cigarettes. And as he was yelling at me and telling me about how bad smoking was for you, from his yellow nicotine-stained fingernails, you know, pointing at me, the ashes on his cigarette kept falling on the ground. Now, don't you find that kind of hypocritical? And even me as a teenager, 16, 17, looking at him going, what? Really? You're telling me not to smoke? You must be a moron. Why should I listen to you? Because you're smoking and telling me not to smoke. We have the same thing going on here. You have people in Congress telling you, especially in this case, a female member of Congress, telling you how bad it is, how bad men treat her. And going through the whole list, read my article. I'm not going to go through it again. I don't have time for it. While doing the same thing herself. So I write about this. I don't post these pictures. I don't do any of that stuff. Because there was a lot more pictures that people or some or others could have posted. I felt like they weren't part of the story. And fresh off of me hearing, as we've heard all year, last 3 years, right? The Russians had President Trump in a compromised scenario because he's naked with two Russian prostitutes. Really. In Russia. I don't know if prostitution is legal or not. So because they have these nude pictures of him, this was a compromising scenario. However, it seems if you're naked or you're in compromising situations in Congress and you're a Democrat and you're on high-ranking subcommittees, yeah, not so much. Not so bad. I'm Joe Messina, your host. More after the break. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to control.
We are back. Listen to Real Title on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really a pleasure to have you with me, and I really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being with us. And look, head up to the website. Give me your email address. Just go to joe@therealside.com. I'm sorry. Go to therealside.com. We can give you your email address. Send out an email once a week. If you don't want to be done by email, you want text alerts, then you can just simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Those are just great ways for you to get informed on the show. Find out what's going on. That's really what I want you to do. Then hit that donate button. Look, I always ask, right? Can't hurt to ask once in a while. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room. Please keep it up. Keep letting people know about the show. Keep letting people know. Can't get the tongue and the lip to work properly. Keep letting people know what we're talking about, what we're doing, what we're involved in here. I mean that sincerely, because otherwise, like everybody else, you know, you die a slow death because nobody's listening, nobody engages, nobody wants to be involved. So I've been talking about how the left-leaning media, now, even the smaller news outlets begin small. You know, they get mad at the right for having this network of ways to get information out. Why? Because as much as you want to look at it, a lot of those are much more truthful than what you see on the left. Yes, we have them too. We have the ones that lie. We have the ones that don't check out their information first. Now, recently, as many of you know, we broke the story here on how Representative Katie Hill, who resigned today, was having an affair. Now, I didn't go after her personal life. We didn't talk about any of that stuff. We talked about strictly about the ethics violations, right? Because that's all we hear from them all the time. We hear about how Republicans are unethical. This is what they're doing. It's terrible. It's going to hurt the country. How President Trump is unethical. While they are committing ethics violations. And I've been getting calls, again, like I said, from all news outlets. I want to know where I got the pictures. They're sure that I've got them in a bad way and got them out. All a lie. It's the story that they wanted to tell. Now, the latest one to hit, which I think is kind of funny, because this was the last guy that I was like, yeah, whatever. He's talking about, his description is how local Republican operatives brought down Katie Hill. Because she didn't do anything on her own, right? She's responsible for nothing. Sunday school teacher, wonderful person, married to one man for 100 years. They make her sound like she's angelic. And they do that with their own. How long did it take them to come out with Weinstein? Think about something. How long did they hide the Weinstein story? Right? And then you got Mr. My camera went off in my pants by accident and texted my junk to a picture of my junk to a 15-year-old girl in San Diego. What was his name? Wiener. There you go. Remember him? I mean, really, either he was a poor liar or didn't know anything about technology. Because I liked it, unless he had an X-ray camera, how did he get a picture of himself naked through his pocket? That must be one special camera, right? Now, this reporter goes off on two people. One is Jennifer Van Laar. She's a reporter who covered the story for Red State. And I can't read them all to you. You can go find them, right? But in every one of these, there's no mention of her indiscretions. Now, Katie Hill beat Steve Knight in the last election, Representative Steve Knight. I worked for Steve Knight back in 2014. The only thing these people could tie together, now again, nothing. There's nothing in this story about Hill's indiscretions and what she might have done wrong. But the underlying tone is it has to be that Van Laar and Messina, because they used to work for Knight, scheduled all this, put this all together, planned all this out to take down Katie Hill. Well, if Katie Hill was innocent, she didn't do anything wrong, you really think the Democrats would have stuck up for her? Shouldn't she have stayed and fought? Why did she quit? And then another part of the story talks about how Van Laar was a volunteer for a woman by the name of Suzette Martinez, who was going to run against Hill until she changed races. So notice everything's being tied together here as if because they're Republican operatives, including myself, we have no credibility now. Does it work for them? I mean, does it work the same way? So anybody who worked on her campaign or works on a Democrat's campaign, do they have no credibility when they write a story about truth and really what's going on? You see, that's not even hypocrisy. That's just out-and-out deceit. That's all that is. Now, October 27th, Representative Hill announced her plan to step down, saying she feared that more damaging photos. Well, what would be damaging? What could possibly be damaging? Right? Would emerge if she remained in Congress. So, and then within hours of that announcement, Van Lars tweeted that she supported somebody running against Hill. So what? Why? You want me to do it now? What does it mean? It doesn't mean anything. It just means I support that person. That's all it means. And what would be the more damaging photos? Nobody cares, really. Nobody really cares about you, your sexual orientation or who you have or how many, whatever. Nobody really ultimately cares. All right? And then other people came out, other people that were running, they sent out tweets, what have you, said, you know, vote for me and that kind of stuff. Well, look it. So what? That happens in every campaign. I got to see it. Republican or Democrat. Right? But what they want to know is how those nude photos ended up in the Hill. And frankly, people, whether you've seen them or not, they're not fully nude photos. I don't know what they're talking about. I've seen some of them. Didn't want to, but I've seen some of them. They want to know how the photos of Hill ended up in the hands of hardened Republican operatives like Van Laar. But Hill, the first openly bisexual member of Congress, see, that's what it is. Because she's a bisexual, because she's a lesbian or whatever, this makes it worse because somebody went after her, and it had to be her husband. She determined that her husband did it to humiliate her. But the pictures were a small part of what she did wrong. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The president defends himself on Twitter, calling the impeachment inquiry vote the greatest witch hunt in American history. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise bringing a poster to the House floor. On it, a picture of Russia. And it says in bold letters, 37 days of Soviet-style impeachment proceedings.
Speaker Pelosi's resolution confirms that it's an impeachment inquiry, yet every other impeachment inquiry we've had in the history of our country, all three, have allowed both sides to call witnesses, have allowed the White House to participate. That's not happening right now.
And Scalise goes on to talk about Adam Schiff.
Adam Schiff, among many things, has been trying to claim that this is a fair process by saying that Republicans are allowed to ask questions. Now, he gets to choose all the witnesses and him and himself only, which means it's not a fair process on the face.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
We are back. It's the Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about how the left, media especially, they get together. And I know, the other way I know about this, too, is I don't give my cell phone out. It's not for public consumption, if you would. For obvious reasons. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. So when I start getting calls from all these hardcore left-leaning news outlets, I have to stop and think, how do my number get out there? So it's either somebody who already has it gave it out to these people, the fact that I've actually contributed on some major networks, they have it, so somebody there might have given it out. When the CNN reporter first called me to go through this, she said, I see you're a CNN contributor, and I'm not going to do this. I'm just going to say that you're a Republican operative. I'm not going to use your name. I said, you can use my name. It's okay. I got nothing to hide. I don't care. But she chose to do the other. So, but my point is, every question, every one of these people kept going down the same road, which got me even more irritated. And so, you know, again, Hill and her husband are going through a divorce. Not interested in the key points of the divorce. And you know, somebody sent me pictures of the, pictures, snapshot pictures of the divorce papers. It's like, okay, so what? Two people upset with each other, and they're not interested. Goodbye. So, but people keep bringing it like this is part of the divorce, and he's getting back. I don't know what his, I don't know what the ex-husband's mindset is. I don't know what he did. I don't know who he sent these to. So I'm sitting there thinking to myself, okay, why are they missing the other part of this story? Right? So, the House Ethics Committee, I didn't think about something a couple of weeks back. Not even, 10 days back. If you think about the progression, and I don't want to go through all this again, I do it the story, I've done it on the radio a million times now, and basically, you get somebody who denies. Then they actually give you a written, this is Hill, they write it out and then do it on video, the denial. Again, none of it is her fault. It's all about a smear campaign by Republican operatives, right? Now, yeah. You can call me Republican operative. I don't care what you call me. I didn't publish the pictures, and I still called it out. I didn't need the pictures to prove the point, because after she was done denying, 2 days later, she pulls one. Well, it wasn't like a total denial. Yeah, I was having a relationship, a consensual relationship with my staffer. Okay? She talks about some of the staffer in text messages, talks about some issues she's having with Katie. Again, internally, this is a personal matter. Every one of these reporters kept saying to me, well, this is personal stuff. Why did you put it out in the public? I'll tell you why. Because you can't sit there with a holier-than-thou attitude on the floor of the Congress and talk about how men treat you and how nasty they are, how they talk to you, and they demean you while you're getting text messages from your pseudo-spousette in your trouble that she's afraid of Hill. Plain and simple. The text messages are very clear when she says, I don't like the way you treat Kenny. I'm afraid of you. Okay? I'm afraid you're going to treat me that way. I'm afraid I'm going to, you know, she goes, this conversation is like a bad soap opera out of the 70s. But my point is not to give all that up. It's just to say, you cannot stand on that floor and talk about how poorly women, the Me Too movement, when you're doing exactly the thing you say is wrong to do. And then blame it on the Republicans. Let me tell you what. Nobody went over there and treated anybody badly and then blamed it on you. You did it yourself. This is what I'm irritated about in her resigning with this letter on the floor. On September 27th, according to this article, Stephen Daniels, the host of the Talk of Santa Clarita, local political podcaster, whose show I'd been on a couple times, he receives a ominous Facebook message. It's not ominous. Okay, I mean, they have discussed in the past that, you know, Stephen Daniels is a Democrat. He's an open Democrat, and he leans to the left or falls over to the left, whatever way you want to look at it. They all travel in circles. It's a smaller community. It might look large, but it's a very small community. The Democrats hang out together. The Republicans hang out together. And it is a local political podcast, according to this guy. Okay? He received this Facebook message from Kenny. Any interest in an interview in the whole story yet? That's what the message reads. Now, this is key. The reporter says that's what the message reads. Daniels, he says, declines, telling him that the impeachment inquiry of President Trump, which Hill had backed on September 24th, took precedence over him over the couple's marital problems. Kenny responds, screen caps of the conversation to be making an appearance soon. All right? I will tell you, I've seen the text message, and all I'm going to say is the inference is that he and others don't want to get away, don't want to get in her way of being able to vote against the president. That's really what it's about. And even people now, her close friends on Facebook, are covering no matter what. Not even covering, saying, I don't care what she did. See, that's where the left, and the left media follows suit. But you see how you go down this road. This is a right-wing conspiracy. She committed these things, and still a right-wing conspiracy. And even today, people were texting me from, and I don't know where all these people get my number, but some of them I do, from the left, telling me I should go turn myself into the police. For what? There is no more investigation. She's no longer a congressperson. This guy calls me. He wants to have a conversation. He wants to ask me the same, almost verbatim, the same exact questions the other people asked. Okay? And I got fed up with it. I think this is what teed him off. He must have asked me four times, who'd you get it from? Who'd you get the pictures from? Who'd you give them to? Where do you like, you know, stop it. So you're not going to tell me? Yeah, I'll tell you who I get the pictures from. Santa Claus, because it was a gift. Okay? How's that? He didn't like that at all. And then he totally misquotes me. He added, he said, Messina adds, pictures I've seen show her in sexual situations. No, what I said was, the pictures I saw were not sexual in nature. Unless you think kissing somebody is sexual. Because if that's sexual, then we've got people having sex in the streets all over the place, don't we? Right? But you see what they do? Now, that can't be turned around. People have already read it. Okay? So they can misquote all they want because they're on the left. Nobody's going to take them to task. The Zeta published his web post on October 17th, but did not include the photos of Hill and says he didn't share them with anyone, and he won't tell me he declines to identify the source of the material. Right, because that's what he does. If you call him and ask him where he's getting his sources, he's not going to tell you either. No self-respecting journalist or reporter or commentator, for that point, is going to tell you that. On the same day, though, it seems, you check how this follows. George Papadopoulos, the former Donald Trump campaign aide who pleaded guilty in a special counsel investigation, posted a cryptic tweet on Twitter about Hill's district being for the taking. God bless. You see the picture? These guys are trying to, they're trying to paint the picture of something that doesn't exist with crayons. And they go over and over and over this stuff, and the questions they have to keep, they keep coming back to on a regular basis. Right? And they try to tie me and Van Laar together, but we haven't been friends since 2014. And it didn't end well. And she'd tell you the same thing if you asked her. Earlier, I got a phone call from a Playboy reporter. You can look him up if you want to. Alex Thomas. He's posted all over the place. When he called me, I knew something was up when he called me. And when I say something's up, I don't mean like, ooh, something's up. I mean, you just knew at the way that he was trying to do this, he had the story, he wanted the narrative to fit the story. That's what he wanted. I mean, it's just craziness. So, I'm looking at his stuff, I look at his profile, what have you, and it all falls into place. He wants a Pulitzer, and he even says it in one of his tweets, he wants a Pulitzer. This is what he's shooting for. Right? And telling me he wanted, and I'll read this to you on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is a
man. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, we're talking about how the left spins, and some of you know recently I came out with a story about a California representative. And as my phone started ringing after, you know, especially this week, she had to resign earlier this week, and now the phone starts ringing with all these news outlets. And I started to, after the second or third interview, I started throwing back questions at him. I said, look, there are ethics violations here. Admitted to in the text messages. Why aren't you chasing those? Why aren't you asking about those? And every one of those reporters ignored me. And any one of them who said anything said, well, those are personal issues. Violating ethics is not a personal issue when you swear not to. There's a picture of Katie Hill with a bong in her hand. What looks like there's dope in it, but I will not swear to that, okay? For a federal employee, it's against the law for you to take a controlled substance. And even though whether she was in California or D.C., as a federal employee, which is what you're designated, she still has to uphold the federal laws. They wouldn't touch that one either. Not a big deal. Because the reporter thought it wasn't a big deal. But a guy like me, they'll hold me to the letter of the law. I was telling you this fellow from Playboy. Which I gotta tell you, some of you don't have any liquid in your mouth, because there were some very rich comments that the guy made that I thought were hilarious. And you could tell he was on a mission when he got the phone with me. You know, he's one of those guys talking really fast, kind of whatever. He was on a mission. He had the story in his head. He was going to use me and whoever to prove it. And he kept coming back to saying things like, so when did you give the pictures to Van Laren? So when did Kenny give you the pictures? So when, and things like that, all the way through the conversation. It's like, at one point, saying, look, do you have a mental issue? Or are you just asking the same questions, hoping you'll get something out of me? Find out, he says, I don't know how true it is, and I don't really care, because I didn't say anything I'm worried about. He says that he recorded the whole conversation, all right? And let's see if he did record it. Let's see if he actually plays. Let's see if he cuts, like we've seen other organizations do. Let's see how he cuts it up and how he plays it out. See, but there's a little problem here. I hope he does play it all. I want him to, actually. See, I'm in California. I don't know if he was aware of that. I would hope he is. He's a reporter. California's wiretapping law is a two-party consent law. It makes it a crime to record or even eavesdrop on any confidential communications, including a private conversation or telephone call, without the consent of both parties. I never gave consent. So I want him to play. I kind of want him to do this tomorrow. I'd love to be able to pay off the house, the car, and two other mortgages if I can get them. I mean, this is ridiculous. And when he called me, he tried to set me up by telling me things like, you know, this is not a partisan thing. I'm just trying to get down to who gave this to... Yeah, okay, sure. I was born yesterday. So I went and started checking out some of his stuff online. Because this is a nonpartisan guy, right? So let me read you the titles of some of his columns, just for giggles here. And again, this is the left reporting this stuff, telling you that they're trying to be fair. Anyway, I'm sorry, gave me a chuckle. Here's some of his columns. Write them down. You get a kick out of it. In which Nancy Pelosi, well, wait a minute, the failed reinvention of Corey Lewandowski. Inside Media Matters, the left's biggest propaganda machine. The long road to President Pete, Playboy magazine, summer of 2019. The bipartisan evolution of AOC? Really? Donald Trump and the state of women? Right? How CNN town halls have kept relevance? Right? The real winner of the shutdown is Nancy Pelosi. Just keep going down. I mean, where is the down the middle stories? Right? Just asking. You know, what is in the unraveling of Paul Manafort, a lesson on surviving swamps. And now we're learning that the Ukrainians and others, you know. Set him up. Let's put it that way. We're learning that some of these lies supposedly that were told to the FBI really weren't told to the FBI. You know, but again, when you start seeing how they do this, how they make these stories come together. When he called me, he actually said, this is supposed to be reported with some information, right? He actually asked me, if I got these nude pictures of her, which they weren't, there were none of them that were, like, nude.
Not like you're imagining in your head right now. Right? If you got these nude pictures, why didn't you run to the FBI with them? They were her personal pictures. I want you to put something together here. He's upset that there's naked pictures out there of a private citizen or something. Listen, once you get elected, as I've learned, you're never a private citizen anymore. And the left will never defend me, obviously. But what I loved about all this, right? I asked, I said, do you know who you work for? You work for Playboy. It's all over your Twitter and other places. And you're talking to me about nude pictures of women? You're talking to me? You have a company that actually, you know, in the old days, they spent thousands of dollars for specialty cameras to be able to take pictures of people doing nasties in their backyard by the pool when they weren't married to each other. They plastered those all over the place. I mean, I've been around a little bit. I've seen what's gone down. Everybody has their moments. Let's start off that way. Okay? If it was totally legal, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing. None of those places would be doing what they're doing. And, Alex, you forgot something. I didn't post those anywhere. And as a journalist, you should know. I want you to think about this carefully. You accuse me of giving them to the NRCC to try shopping them to the NRCC, which you call shopping. And I already told you what went down. I'm not going through it again. So just as you put out information, make sure it's accurate. It's really that simple. Because I sold them to no one. I didn't ask anybody to buy them. Right? And all those people you accused me of giving them to and how I got them is a lie. And in your own article, as you wrote in your own pieces, which you've posted up and around, I kept saying to you, none of those pictures were worthy of posting. None of those pictures had anything to do with the point I was trying to get across. And I think what you guys have done, the left-leaning media, disingenuously, what I think you've done is you've taken so much of the emphasis off the reality. Here's the deal. Again, you screamed about President Trump and the naked pictures of him that never came up with Russian prostitutes. That was a national security problem. He had no business even getting a clearance, and yet you cover. Because, what, because she's a woman? Because she's a bisexual woman? You cover for somebody. If she couldn't keep those pictures out of the hands of people, why did she even let them get taken? If she couldn't protect those pictures, if the pictures were picked up by people all over the place, do you not think that the Russians would have those, or the Ukrainians, or the Chinese, or whoever? To use against their compromising pictures. And listen, you call compromising pictures whatever you want to. I don't care what it is. Right? It depends on how they see it. Your team sees everything the Republicans do as compromising and hateful towards the country. You make the comment that the NRCC, you put this in writing, my friend, got those images directly from me. My comment is, you better be able to prove it. And hopefully, Playboy will back you up, because you've got everywhere, that's who you work for. And I'm watching all these people that follow, and every one of them, when I check their portraits out, or what they call the profiles, all of them are hardcore Donald Trump haters. Now don't give him the time to go to his page. His Twitter page, Facebook page, or anywhere like that. I don't even know if he has a Facebook page. Okay? He claims that all this stuff is backed up by audio recordings he has from the NRCC. So, Republicans are telling on Republicans, but when I told him that Democrats had told me they're disappointed by Katie Hill, he wouldn't believe me. So, you know what the left does? Left-leaning media paints the narrative, and then tries to nail you with it. Don't let them do that. Do not let them steal this election. Okay, Katie Hill's resignation speech in the next hour. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.